Aaron Halstead is a partner in the Hawks Quindell Law Firm in Madison, a firm that specializes in employee rights.
What is a non-compete agreement?
A non-compete agreement is a contract between an employer and an employee, or occasionally between a business and an independent contractor, in which the employer tries to set limitations on what the employee can do post-employment as far as earning a living.
Why do we have these agreements?
Employers use them to protect their businesses against employees working in the same field in which they're performing tasks for the employer during their employment. Everyone agrees that you can't compete against your employer while you're working for them, side business or something like that, where you're doing the same thing. The statute protects employers against competition where the agreement is necessary to protect what a court would call a legitimate business interest. So one that's not too far reaching in time, in geographic scope, which also has other limitations, meaning that it doesn't go any further than is necessary to protect those interests. Every case is different in terms of analyzing what did the employee do for that employer? What are they trying to do now? What's the market like for the enterprise that the employer is engaged in? It's not always necessary to engage in that analysis, because if a court determines that on its face the agreement is overly broad, then it will strike that agreement down without even looking into the facts of the case.
What sectors or types of jobs are subject to these agreements?
I have had litigation in a barbershop, a pest control business, real estate and real estate appraisal businesses, medical device corporations. They can be from the smallest type of enterprise to extremely broad enterprises such as hospitals, dental office, CPAs, that type of thing.
How might these agreements negatively impact working people?
They purport to tell people who have gained experience and knowledge in doing a particular trade or profession from engaging in that to earn a livelihood. The agreements purport to tell them that they can't do that anymore after they leave this employer for whatever period of time the employer has specified. And with respect to whatever geographic area or client base, those are really the kinds of restrictions that courts are going to look at most. The length of time, the geographic scope, and the client base, or just the type of activity that the employer is saying the employee can't engage in after separation from employment.
How do these agreements work? Do employees generally sign them as a condition of their employment?
The majority of agreements are signed upon employment. So the employer is telling the employee, I'm not willing to employ you unless you agree to these.
How do employers enforce the agreements?
If they have information that suggests that the employee is violating the agreement, they'll send a letter, which is a cease and desist type of letter. If that doesn't work, then the employer can go into state circuit court or into federal court, depending on what the appropriate jurisdiction is, and ask a court to enjoin the employee from engaging in whatever the allegedly offensive activity is. And often the employer will then sue the employee's new employer, saying that they are essentially facilitating the employee's violation of the non-compete.
What agency or entity oversees these agreements in Wisconsin?
There is not any federal or state agency that has any jurisdiction over non-compete agreements. They're strictly a matter of contract, and therefore, the majority of the time, you're going to have jurisdiction in a state circuit court in whatever county.
Is it different then in each state?
It is. It is completely state to state. By way of example, Iowa's non-compete statute is far friendlier to employers than Wisconsin's. There's a rule in not just non-compete statutes, but really contract law generally, called a blue pencil law. And that says in states that have that law, if a court sees a non-compete and finds some parts of it to be violative of the law, it has the right to just strike those words or sentences that need to be stricken in order to make it reasonable. Wisconsin does not have a blue pencil law. And that means that if any part of a non-compete agreement is overly broad, the court will strike the entire agreement. So it's not going to rewrite the agreement to make it reasonable.
How has Wisconsin been with these laws?
Wisconsin law from the beginning and continuing today, the overarching two maxims would be, one, that the agreement will be interpreted in favor of the employee and essentially a presumption in favor of the employee and against the agreement. The employer has the burden to come forward and prove to the court that the agreement's reasonably necessary to protect its legitimate business interests and no broader.
How would the proposed rule change with the Federal Trade Commission change these agreements?
It would change the landscape dramatically in every state. Given the balance that we have on the United States Supreme Court right now, I find it hard to believe that that rule would be upheld.
What has changed about these agreements over time?
Employers have gotten much better about realizing what courts are going to enforce and not enforce. The buzz phrase is the janitor case, which is, let's say I'm an executive for a hospital and my agreement says you can't go work for any other hospital if you leave here. And the courts have said, well, does that mean you couldn't go work for any other hospital as a janitor? Could you not go work there as the valet? The court said you have to write an agreement so that it bars non-competitive activity, not just engaging in any activity for a competitor.
What other considerations would you like to share about non-compete agreements?
What I would share is that if your former employer comes after you saying that what you're doing is violating the non-compete, don't take them at their word, because the job of those cease and desist letters really is to frighten people into believing that they can't do things that often they can do.
That was Aaron Halstead from the Hawks Quindell Law Firm. This is Janine Ramsey reporting for Labor Radio.